What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, December 1st, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. And I'm just trying to set volumes here while we're going. There we are. Much better, much better. All right. So, obviously, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three today. And getting on into the news here, obviously the big news, you've probably seen it all over the corporate media, is that Michael Flynn is about to plead guilty to lying to the FBI. And there's apparently a plea bargain deal in the works, which a lot of people are very concerned is that Robert Mueller is going to arm twist Flynn into saying something that can be used to go after Donald Trump. And basically, this lying to the FBI about this conversation with the Russian ambassador, at one point, they're charging him with willful lying, but it came across like maybe it just slipped his mind. But the reality is that nothing Flynn did was illegal, and as a member of the incoming administration, it was his business to start cultivating contacts with the Russian government. So Mueller and the media are trying to spin this around that Trump is Putin's puppet and we've got to get rid of him because Russia's the enemy, which technically, no, we're not at war with Russia just yet. And I mean, I'll be honest, Russia's not my enemy. I'm a big boy. I'll decide who my friends and enemies are, and Russia's not on that list. I mean, I didn't send Putin a Christmas card this year, but, you know where we're going on that. So, basically, Flynn is in trouble, not so much for the lying to the FBI, because that's a small charge, especially given that what he lied about was not a crime, and none of it implicates Trump himself. But apparently Flynn did have some dealings with Turkey, which carry a much stiffer penalty. And that appears to be the lever that Mueller is using to try and get Flynn to say something, anything that they can use to go after Donald Trump. And if anybody from the Trump White House is listening to the show, it's true. I don't agree with Trump's war policy or what he's doing for the economy. And I'm very frustrated that he has not thrown Hillary Clinton in prison. But if Trump does not put on those presidential brass knuckles right now and start defending himself, he's going to be in serious, serious trouble. He's got to fight back. He's got to take the initiative, and he doesn't have it right now. Now, getting on down to Judge Roy Moore in Alabama, apparently Breitbart was interviewing yet another individual claiming that Roy Moore is racist, and apparently this lady is a former police officer, was saying that she was told to watch him at ball games, make sure that he didn't hang around with the cheerleaders, and when pressed on the issue, it all came on out. She had absolutely no evidence to back up the claim that Moore is racist or that he wants to bring back segregation. She said, it's just my feeling. I feel this is what he is. Well, that's pretty thin to the point of transparency. Meanwhile, Conyers just had a little press conference and said that he is not stepping down, even though a lot of people, including Nancy Pelosi, are saying that maybe he ought to, because apparently the allegations against him are a lot more credible than the ones against Moore. And a lot of John Conyers' former aides are trying to come to his defense. One of them came on out and said, yeah, he walked around in his underwear all the time. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. You guys are making such a fuss about that. But we got to get Moore and we got to get Trump here. Now, apparently, an influential Democratic donor, Jeremy Goldberg, 20 years old, was caught trying to lure a 12-year-old girl into his SUV in New York. And the young girl basically was just waiting for a bus, and he said, I'll give you a ride. And she basically ran away from him, reported to the police offices, the police what was going on. When the officer showed up, Goldberg basically sped away and crashed into a bus. So it does seem like there's a lot of sickos out there. All righty, let's get some phone calls here. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Yeah, there are a lot of sickos out there. But one sicko that I don't understand why the deep state is attacking him is George H.W. Bush, who's part of the deep state. You think they're trying to ruin his credibility because maybe he's going to make a deathbed confession that he maybe was the architect of the JFK assassination? I mean, what do you think?
I think we're seeing a system that's starting to eat its own. And I've noticed they've gone after George W. Bush as well. And it may be that, yeah, they're concerned that he's going to break ranks. Remember when E. Howard Hunt passed away, he made a deathbed confession about the John F. Kennedy assassination. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they may be concerned about that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And we're going to take a phone call from Lou in California. Lou, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Wie geht's, Zine and Mike?
Es gut, danke.
Yeah, frohe Weihnachten.
Little early, you know, but yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad it's Friday. It was a rough week. I need the weekend off.
Yeah, I know, with the sound system and all that, huh?
Oh, yeah. When Claire takes the microphone in an hour number three, I'm just going to fall asleep.
There you go. I got a couple of questions and concerns there, Mike. First of all, that Argentinian submarine that's been in the news this month, but I think it's been now a week or so that it's been out of the news. You got anything on that story there, Mike?
Well, they're assuming the submarine is lost, and apparently there was a sonic event detected in the area, and finally the Argentine government came on out and said there had been one final radio communication. Apparently, they were running with the snorkel up to charge the submarine's batteries, and for some reason, the little flap valve on the snorkel failed, and all of a sudden, seawater started pouring into the submarine, which sparked a fire. And at this point, with enough volume of water, it probably sank below its crush depth.
Oh, okay, so...
Well, that would be more merciful than if they just bottomed out. I mean, if you think about it, of the ways that people in a submarine can die, if they just rest on the bottom, then they asphyxiate over a period of days, whereas an implosion, they're dead instantaneously. They may not even feel hardly anything.
Yeah, because they reported that explosion, that it was around that submarine, but then...
Yes.
The news of the corporate media just stopped reporting basically when after that all happened. So,
well, the sub is gone and the crew is lost, and there just isn't really any more to report. I don't even know if they're going to try and find the wreckage. They certainly can't salvage it. I mean, look how long it took for the U.S. to finally go down and take a look at Scorpion and Thresher.
Yeah, so basically, I guess they're presumed dead then at this point.
Yes.
Oh, geez. My other concern, my other question is, I don't know if, we may have mentioned this before with you, but I don't know if you're really familiar. On model trains, I have a locomotive that isn't running, and I was thinking of taking it apart, but I didn't really know what to look for in the motor and stuff. I wonder, have you been through that before?
Well, I had model trains when I was a kid. It's been a long while, but basically you're looking for an electrical fault. Best case is the wiring from the wheels that gets the power from the track has come loose. Worst case, the motor has burned out. Frankly, if the train is that important to you, I would seek out somebody who knows how to repair and replace parts professionally.
Right. Okay. Yeah, cause that's what I'm thinking. Because, like I said, you know, I was about to take open the case on the cover on my locomotive and stuff, but then I was thinking, well, you know, what am I going to be looking for here? You know, I've never. You know,
well, how old is it?
Oh, it's only about. I've had about at least 2 years now.
Well, the newer trains are not really built for their owners to take them apart and repair them. When I was a kid, yeah, you could. The screws were out there and screwdriver, and you were in there. I would refer it to a professional.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, because I just want to be able to enjoy it for Christmas.
Yeah. Buy a new one. You know, the malls are open. You know, get out that credit card and buy a new train. When I was doing it, they had HO scale. I like those little N scale trains, the little microscopic ones. You know, I'd love to have a coffee table with a glass top and just a little N scale train running around inside it. That would be cool.
Yeah. I'm going to try to fix this one first. It's an HO scale and stuff. You know, it's a Santa Fe silver and red war bonnet color scheme. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a small diesel. And I really enjoy it and stuff like that. I'm going to try to get it fixed and stuff, you know. I really enjoy that thing.
Well, I mean, all kids, I think, have a resonance with trains. They're big, they're powerful, and because they're not up in the sky, you see them rolling by close up. And when Claire and I were living in Washington State, we got involved with a railway museum. And I put together a documentary for them. And we got to ride the trains. I even got to drive the locomotive, even though I technically, you know, didn't have the proper certifications, but it's fun. People just sort of respond to that.
Yeah, and do you feel relaxed when you run it or see it run and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
Oh, that's it for now. You take care now, Mike. I'll call you later for other things.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and good luck with your trains.
Thanks.
Not sure why he thinks I would be an expert on that. Let's switch over to Mike in The Last Frontier. Insert ominous music here.
Mike.
Mike, you there?
Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. What's on your mind today?
I just wanted to say that Peter really knocked it out of the park yesterday with his call, and it's becoming more of a political issue now with accusations. It's a difficult topic, because there is a lot of bad stuff going on out there. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that just isn't true. So I appreciated that insight he had. And I wanted to comment real quickly on this natural gas. You mentioned about China.
Yes. They've signed a deal with Alaska. Now, they haven't committed to building that pipeline across the gap there, but it's a distinct possibility, and it's going to be a heck of an engineering project.
The problem with the natural gas is that it's not like oil as far as shipping goes. It's not cost effective to ship it. So
even liquefied,
people want that heavy oil.
Hello?
People want that heavy oil, Mike, but the natural gas, there's quite a bit also in Australia and Indonesia, so I'm not sure that the Chinese would take it. Did you get any details from the article you read about who will they be buying it, or just building the infrastructure?
The article seemed to indicate China wanted to buy it. Right now, because the heavy oil is becoming scarcer and harder to get to the surface, they're starting to look at natural gas, which exists in huge amounts. I mean, look at all these refineries where they're just flaring off the natural gas because there's nothing else they can do with it. And so the current thinking within the industry is, let's stop just burning that off and find ways that we can deliver it to customers.
That's exactly right. They've been flaring it up on the North Slope for 30 or 40 years because it comes up with the oil.
Yes.
And energy costs got pretty high a couple years ago, and there was this huge push to build It's kind of like the F-35. They're trying to do so many things, such as lower local energy costs and then export it. And they wanted to put it onto the railroad system and then onto the – they actually have a trucking system set up. So it's interesting, but it's a boondoggle. That's all I want to throw in there, is that the Japanese were interested for a while, and they offered to build the liquefaction plant and got turned down. Now we're over talking with China. I got a bad feeling, Mike.
Well, I'm glad that there's still a semblance of peaceful coexistence and commerce with China, because ultimately, looking at the U.S. war agenda, that yuan is still a target.
When I was in Taiwan, I asked, because they use a lot of natural gas. I just started asking people, where does it come from? And they have a little bit, but they're producing quite a bit with a $1 trillion economy on a small island, and they need a lot of energy resources. But it's coming from Indonesia, Australia, so it's too bad it's being flared off. But it's not like the oil. There still is so much oil up there, but we can't get those big companies to produce it. They've got a lot locked in reserve that they don't want to develop, for geopolitical reasons. So that's all I had today. It's a really difficult topic, but I'm one of those people too that would like to just trade with everybody and get along. So, but we got to be smart about it.
Yeah, I agree. We have to be smart about it. And yeah, there are oil reserves that are not yet being developed. The oil companies like to produce just enough to meet customer demand. They don't want an oversupply, because that will drive prices down. So they're going to leave some of that oil in the ground for some point in the future when they're going to need it. But as the heavy oil supplies start to shrink, I mean, we're already hearing that Saudi Arabia is already looking forward to a day where they're not going to have oil coming out of that ground. And at that point, the surplus of methane coming out of the earth, that becomes a viable alternative.
Mike, I appreciate your input, and I'm glad you got your tech stuff sorted. I'm going to keep listening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm glad we got the tech stuff sorted as well. And right now we're working on a new system to replace BAMuser, and that's probably going to be actually better than what we had before. Now, getting on back to the news. The New York Times reported yesterday morning that sometime in the near future, probably January, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be ousted in favor of sitting CIA Director Mike Pompeo. And Pompeo's job will be taken over by Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, who is hawkish. And at this point, we're getting confirmations from everywhere that it's going to happen. The problem is with Pompeo as Secretary of State, it moves us closer to wars with Iran and North Korea. And again, this stuff could spin totally out of control. I mean, look how the smear job on Roy Moore spun out of control and backflashed on the Democrats. So once the war is going, nobody really knows how it's going to end. And common sense tells you, when two nations go to war, both nations are convinced they're going to win. And obviously, half the time, they're going to be wrong. Now, speaking about Tom Cotton, he received nearly $1 million to oppose the Iran deal. So he had his hand out. Somebody greased his palm, this group. He got $960,000 into his campaign. And after that, he led the writing of this letter signed by 47 Republicans stating that a GOP White House would not adhere to any accords with Iran. Now, technically, he's crossing a line, because foreign policy is exclusively the domain of the White House and the State Department. Members of Congress are supposed to be concerned with this country. We're going to take a break. Commercials, we'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And time to get out your paper and pencil, because if you want to help Republic Broadcasting, and folks, we need it. We wouldn't ask if we didn't need it. Nobody's getting rich in this business. We're not driving supercars and going out and having wild parties. We're just hanging on. We're just getting by. We're dedicated to doing this job of keeping Americans fully informed. So if you want to help Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a check, money order, box tops, whatever, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to phone in a donation with a debit card or credit card, the number is 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719, extension 03. Now, getting on back to the news here, we're talking about Senator Tom Cotton, who is a Republican, and I don't understand why Trump is moving him to take over Mike Pompeo's job at the CIA, because it's reducing
the Republican Senate lead, the advantage over the Democrats. So that's the reason for the big fight over Judge Roy Moore. The Democrats are trying to gain a majority in the Senate and the House next year. Now, I don't know what the rules are in Tom Cotton's home state. I know in many of the states, the governor is required to appoint a replacement from the same party, but it doesn't apply to all states. So we'll keep an eye on what's going on there. Now, we did this little flashback story about this letter with the 47 senators saying, we don't agree with the Iran deal. We think it's a bad idea. Now, everybody else who signed that P5 plus one deal, they thought it was great. They thought it was a wonderful thing. It's only the war hawks in this country and Israel that want the deal to be destroyed and open the door to a war with Iran. Now, the House Special Investigation Committee is issuing subpoenas now, and they were served to the acting director of the State Department of Health, Preston Dorfinger, Office of Management and Enterprise Services Acting Director Denise Northrup, and Governor Fallon's Chief of Staff Chris Benge. And apparently the committee is looking into the financial mismanagement of the health department, which led to a $30 million debt. And apparently there have already been resignations in the light of this scandal as well. Is this the best we can do for politicians? Is this the best we can do for people to run this country? Now, up in Massachusetts, Senate leaders are saying they'll hire an independent special investigator to look into allegations of sexual misconduct by Brian Hefner, the husband of Senate President Stanley C. Rosenberg. And Senate Majority Leader Harriet Chandler said the decision is unprecedented, but it's the right thing to do. Find out if it really happened before you destroy someone's life. And we have already seen too many instances where people are being fired over an allegation. Nobody waits for the proof. And as we have seen with Judge Roy Moore and also last year with Donald Trump, a lot of these women making these allegations they're making it up. This police woman, who's the latest one to come out against Roy Moore, apparently Judge Moore sent her brother to prison. So there's obviously a motive for her to try and hurt him. Payback, revenge. Got to look at these things very, very closely. Sean Hannity did a show, and he's doing wonderful work out there, where he has drawn out the links showing Jeff Sessions' ties with the Clintons' corrupt cabal. And he had a little chart there showing all the financial links about how Jeff Sessions is profiting from what the Clintons have been doing. And that is another reason why he's out to protect her. And if you look at the sheer scale of how much of that government inside the Beltway are trying to protect Hillary Clinton, that right there is a good indicator of just how corrupt the government has become. Because they're not protecting her because they like Hillary Clinton. Hardly anybody does. But they're protecting their own involvement in some of these scandals. They're protecting the narcocracy. They're protecting the government-sanctioned gun and drug running. If that all came out to full view of the American people, this government would be over and done with. Americans are not going to sit still for a government that says, you know, we have a war on drugs and drugs are bad, and then turns out to be the largest smuggler, dealer of illicit substances in the entire country. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Hillary Clinton is now facing money laundering allegations. And this is on top of the earlier allegation about how they laundered the money that went to pay for that dodgy dossier through Fusion GPS, so it wouldn't show up on campaign records as being what it was for. But apparently there's been a discovery that the Clinton Foundation has underreported the donations from Rosatom, part of the Uranium One deal. Now, supposedly, there was $145 million donated to the Clinton Foundation connected to the Uranium One deal. And now they're saying there actually seems to have been a lot more, and nobody knows exactly where it went. It's time for that foundation to be fully audited. And it's rather amazing. Actually, I think the word would be disgusting. To see the machinery of government dedicated to going after Donald Trump and just working as hard as they can to not have to look into Uranium Gate, Primary Gate, Dossier Gate, and all those other scandals. We are way beyond Richard Nixon and Watergate at this point.
Now, Judicial Watch has released some of the documents that they obtained from the FBI regarding that meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch at the airport. And originally, the FBI claimed they didn't have anything. Judicial Watch went to court, and finally, the FBI said, okay, we got some documents, and here you can have them. And what's really interesting is the documents are less about the actual meeting and focus mostly on controlling leaks. And they were very concerned about the leak that Bill Clinton delayed his aircraft taking off in order to maneuver this meeting with the Attorney General. And so that was the FBI's focus. They don't care if Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch are working out a deal to save Hillary Clinton, but by golly, they got to hunt down these the leaker who's making it look bad to the American people. My goodness, we can't have that happen. So the FBI was unconcerned about what crimes Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch may be discussing. They were after that whistleblower. We got to get that whistleblower. And remember, it was only a few days after that tarmac meeting that James Comey had that very strange press conference where he went down the laundry list of Title 18 felony violations committed by Hillary Clinton and then ending with his recommendation she not be charged, which is not the FBI's job. And of course, Loretta Lynch said, well, we're going to take the FBI's recommendation. And that was basically it. A get out of jail free card. Now, politics is perception, and the perception is that Loretta Lynch and James Comey and certainly the Clintons are crookeder than a dog's hind leg. They're so crooked, they have to screw their socks on in the morning. Now, over at the New York Times, they have crossed the line from journalism, not that they've been unbiased and objective. And now they're actually openly using their newspaper and website for lobbying for the Democrats. And apparently on the editorial pages, rather than simply sharing the opinion that they didn't agree with the Republicans' tax reform legislation, the New York Times editorial page was actively encouraging their readers to call their members of Congress, call them United States senators, and say, stop this bill. And that is way out of line. That's not what a news media organization is supposed to do. Now then, getting on over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. And it's getting really tense over there. Apparently, the Syrian army and a Syrian state television team earlier today entered the eastern Lebanese town of Tifail, one day after around 110 Lebanese and Syrian families returned to the town. So this is another one of these areas that's been cleared out of ISIS, Al-Qaeda. So that was a good thing here. Now, the U.S.-led coalition is acknowledging killing more than 800 civilians in Iraq and Syria airstrikes. I would bet you a nickel, the number is actually much higher, but they're admitting to 801 who've been unintentionally killed by coalition strikes. That's a lot of people. They're not picking their targets. Now, the U.S. government has a polite term for all this. It's called collateral damage. Like, you shouldn't care. It was just collateral damage. It really isn't important. It wasn't militarily significant, therefore don't care about it. That's a tough sell for the families and friends of those 801 people. I mean, if the U.S. government accidentally dropped a bomb on your house and killed most of your family, would you be happy with collateral damage? That's all it is. Why are you so upset? Now, as you know, everybody is in a lather over North Korea's recent ballistic missile test, which showed that North Korea has developed a new longer-range rocket, longer range than even the Taipodong 2. And looking at the photo I saw of it, it looks like they did figure out that making the rockets too thin did make them fragile. So this one's a lot bulkier. And they launched and it went 2,800 miles straight into space and came right on back down. And working out the energy it takes to reach that high in space, it's easy to calculate just how far it could fly around the globe on a flat trajectory. And yes, it could hit much of the U.S. mainland, which I'm hoping makes Hawaii a less of a target if things do go south with North Korea. But satellite photos appear to be showing that North Korea may be preparing another missile launch. This is the headline that we're seeing in Zero Hedge. But what they've actually found on the satellite images, the North Korean military is constructing another launch pad. Well, that may indicate a much more rapid test cycle, but you don't build a new launch pad for each new missile test. So I'm not sure that another missile launch is imminent. It's certainly going to happen at some point. North Korea is going to be testing their weapons to improve them, make sure that they work, just as the United States does. Or the next island over there, the Pacific Missile Test Range. They're constantly shooting rockets off from there. Or for those of you in Southern California, Vandenberg, you've probably seen those clouds, those strange colored clouds left in the sky at sunset from a missile launch. Now, the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, is out there saying it's time to drop all this pretense about concern about North Korea's nuclear weapons, because it's sounding a lot like U.S. concerns about Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons and Assad's sarin gas. And Lavrov is saying that the U.S. should just come clean. If it's looking for a pretext to destroy North Korea, just be honest and say, we want to destroy North Korea. And stop trying to come up with some kind of an excuse or justification, because frankly, at this stage of the game, nobody's going to believe it anyway. It's obvious the Russian government doesn't buy any of this. The American people aren't buying any of this. All of these war hawks may be going to bed at night just saying, they believe us, they do believe us, we're the good guys, they're the bad guys. I'm sure they, all Americans believe us here. No, they don't here. Now, back in 2008, U.S. President George W. Bush declared the U.S. would stop using cluster bombs by 2019. Now, cluster bombs are very nasty weapons. They're aerial denial weapons. And what a cluster bomb is there's a large outer casing that looks like a regular bomb. And on the way down, the casing peels away, and inside are hundreds of these little tiny submunitions about the size of a baseball that will explode when they hit the ground. And they have been responsible for a lot of civilian deaths. And as a matter of fact, before her death, even Princess Diana was trying to build a global campaign to ban the use of these weapons. Now, part of the problem is that sometimes these bomblets, these cluster bomb munitions, are set for delay, or they're set to be landmines. Just stay there until something drives over them or somebody steps on them, and then they go off. That's what makes them such a problem for the countries on which they're used. Even the bomblets that are supposed to explode instantly on impact have a high failure rate, as much as 20%. Of the bomblets released in modern cluster bombs fail to detonate on first use. And as they sit there on the ground, again, somebody drives over them or steps on them, or just time and corrosion, they can go off at random. And that was why Bush said we were going to get rid of them by 2019. Unfortunately, yesterday, the Pentagon declared that they're going to change the policy, that cluster bombs have a legitimate use in military operations, and the U.S. will continue to use them. Now, getting on back to Syria, Israel has granted the first Golan Heights oil drilling license to a company linked to Dick Cheney. And this is Genie Energy, a local subsidiary of the company, which is advised by former Vice President Dick Cheney, and whose shareholders include Jacob Rothschild and Rupert Murdoch. and they now have exclusive rights to a 153-square-mile radius in the southern part of the Golan Heights. This, of course, is going to be controversial. Israel seized the Golan Heights in the Six-Day War in 1967 and annexed the territory in 1981. Its administration of the area is not recognized by international law. No other country on earth recognizes that annexation. Okay, our sirens are going off here. They're testing our new, the tsunami siren to be followed by our nuclear attack siren. So this is the first time we're going to be hearing that. Now, getting on over to Europe, Angela Merkel is feeling the pressure. She was unable to form a coalition government. The polls are definitely turning against her. And it now seems inevitable there are going to be new elections, and she'll probably do worse in the new elections than she did before. She's also coming under fire from her own government for spending too much time and energy trying to control the whole European Union from inside Germany. And this came from Alex Schaefer. He's a member of parliament for Germany's Social Democratic Party. And it basically saying, it's not your Europe. And remember what happened to the last German leader who decided they were going to be in charge of all of Europe. Okay, they're still sirening out there. Alrighty, now then, let's get on to the wonderful world of refugees and migrants. One of the big problems they're dealing with, first of all, it seems like everybody is cutting the illegal immigrants and the migrants a lot of slack. They seem to be getting away with a lot of things. I'm going to be talking about the Kate Steinle verdict next year. But up in Portland, there was this Muslim migrant was running a halal grocery store, and he's apparently was running a welfare scam. So Ali Ratib Daham pled guilty to federal food stamp and welfare fraud. He also admitted to money laundering and theft from the state's main care program. Daham is going to spend 33 months and will pay more than $1 million in restitution to the government. In exchange, prosecutors are agreeing to drop dozens of other charges in the case. The plea deal will be considered in federal district court Tuesday. Now, he's pleading not guilty, because if he pled guilty, that would immediately cause him to be deported. But none of this would have happened in the first place if we had a secure border and a reasonably intelligent immigration policy. Which gets us on to this case of Jose Ines Garcia Zarate, who yesterday was found not guilty of first-degree murder, not guilty of second-degree murder, and not even guilty of manslaughter in the shooting death of Kate Steinle. And the jury found him guilty of being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. But the reality of the story is Kate was killed while walking on San Francisco's Pier 14. This man fired the gun. Now, his defense was he fired the gun intending to just have the bullet go someplace else, and she was killed by the ricochet. Well, he was still out there pulling that trigger. And anybody who is a gun enthusiast understands when you pull that trigger, you are legally liable for where that bullet goes, even if it hits something you didn't intend to hit with it. That's why you have to be very careful about shared walls in multifamily units. But in this case, the jury didn't see it that way. He did kill her. It should have, at the very least, been manslaughter. This guy had an illegally owned weapon out in public and was holding it outwards in an irresponsible manner. That bullet traveled 78 feet, which means he was aiming it horizontally. Now, Donald Trump tweeted out, "It's a disgraceful verdict. And a lot of people are wondering if there was political pressure applied to this case in order to not have an illegal immigrant convicted of murder at a time when more and more Americans are saying, seal that border. And you have the globalists on the other hand saying, no, no, keep the borders open. If a few people get killed, it's a small price to pay for the New World Order. Now, the defense attorney in this case responded to Donald Trump's tweet saying he's promoting hate and says the client's illegal status has no relevance. Yes, it does. This guy had been deported many times and kept sneaking back into the country. If he'd been kept out of the country, Kate would still be alive today. Yes, his illegal status is relevant. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and getting into the wonderful world of political correctness. Apparently in France, they're considering a law that would make insults based on gender a crime. I'm not even really sure what they mean by that, but it's part of this apparent agenda to get us so concerned about what we're saying and doing that we become isolated and paralyzed. And by the way, George Orwell predicted this as well in 1984. Just get people so worried about offending everybody else or saying something that's bad or doing something that's bad that they've in effect become incapable of any action. So, up in Sweden, they've got a new government report written by the Swedish National Defense Research Institute, and it's called The White Hatred, and it characterizes Sweden's new media, in other words, any media that doesn't blindly regurgitate politically correct narratives, as threats to democracy, equating them with neo-Nazi groups. And apparently in this report, they make the claim that putting the word refugees in quotation marks is hate. I mean, that's how absurd this is getting. And apparently using the term unaccompanied children in quotation marks is also a form of hate, because it implies that these unaccompanied children might actually be adults. And as it turns out, most of them are. Now, as you know, it's Christmas time. And apparently this LGBT activist has put a nativity scene in front of their home with two St. Josephs and no Virgin Mary. And people are calling it the gaytivity scene. And apparently somebody responded with a lesbian nativity scene that had two statues of Mary and Jesus in a rainbow blanket. Isn't it funny how the same people who are telling us to be careful that we don't offend anybody else are perfectly happy to come on out and do things that are probably going to be very offensive to Christians? Seems like a double standard out there. As far as the one with the two St. Josephs and no Virgin Mary, I just had to post with it that YouTube clip from the movie Life of Brian, where this one guy is saying, I want to be a woman, I want to have babies. And the other guy says, you can't have babies. He says, oh, you're oppressing me. He says, no, where's the baby going to gestate? I mean, that was satire, and we're there now. We've actually become a Monty Python society. We'll be right back after station identification.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.